Chancey, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Absolute pleasure to have you on the program. Now, looking at this one, there's obviously been a lot of debate around constitutional recognition. And I know there's been a lot of debate in the Indigenous Australian community about just how meaningful this is. What is your own personal view about what constitutional recognition would mean for Indigenous Australians and Torres Strait Islander people?
Look, Sean, I'm as an Aboriginal person myself, I support constitutional recognition because I think we need to recognise that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people need to be in the Australian Constitution. It's our founding document as a nation, and we need to deal with the sections in that that currently allow for racial discrimination. And I think, you know, constitutional recognition is about telling our country's whole story and dealing with the past and obviously looking into the future and how we can work together as a collective group.
Mm. Well, obviously, at the convention itself, though, there have been some rather fiery discussions, even walkouts from some delegates who are opposing this kind of recognition. Now, there are a lot of differing views in this this one hutch. I think it's very important for a lot of Australians to identify the fact that with the Indigenous community, they're not just sitting all under one roof. They're not all of one mind on this kind of thing. But how do we ensure a positive outcome for all parties coming out of this convention?
Yeah, look, I suppose I've been extremely proud that this meeting of so many elders and delegates from all nations around the country have been able to meet in my electorate for this really significant meeting. And I was out there last week meeting with the Mutijulu community and paid my respects to the elders because I couldn't be there this week. But I think one thing that we need to particularly look at is that there's an expectation that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander representatives from around the country will agree on everything. I think that's incredibly simplistic. Mm. You know, like everyone comes up to the table to sit down to talk about things, and everyone has different areas of passion and interest. And I think, you know, this is a very historical meeting. You know, it's unprecedented that so many of our leaders and passionate people representing our nations are in the same room discussing these issues, and it's always going to be something where people are going to get emotional. You know, this is a conversation about how Australians view us and about our identity and how we share our story. So, you know, and look, I think that we need to, as a group of people, look that it's not an either or for treaty and constitutional recognition. We can have both, and I think it's demonstrated, you know, through the work that currently under the South Australian and Victorian Labor governments are already working to achieve that. And I certainly know from the Northern Territory we're joining that journey as well around looking at treaties for our First Nations people.
Mm. It is terrific to see some work being done by the state governments, but well, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, opposition leader Bill Shorten, they both respectfully declined invitations to take part in this particular convention. So regardless of the outcome, how can Aboriginal Australians, Torres Strait Islander peoples be assured that the findings from the convention will be acted upon in federal parliament?
Yeah, look, I think that our federal representatives, regardless of their political alignment, made a decision to allow our elders and our delegates to meet on country this week and talk about things without having politicians there discussing or having influence. This is a conversation that is a grassroots one from our nations to participate in shaping. And I think we've got to have a lot of trust and faith in the Reconciliation Council. You know, only Pat Anderson has done a phenomenal job with the committee there. And like many other Indigenous Australians, I'm eagerly awaiting the report from the Referendum Council, and I think that that will certainly be a accumulation of decades of work that we can hand over to our leaders to look at how we can progress this forward. But as a group, as a collective of Aboriginal people in this country, we also need to come together and make sure that we look towards the future and how we can work together.
Mm. And I did mention before today is National Sorry Day or National Day of Healing, and we've seen an increase in recognition. Certainly, I think over the past maybe decade, we've seen an increase in recognition for the struggles, for the plights of Indigenous Australians. But looking at the Closing the Gap report, now this showed the federal government is not on track to meet a number of set targets. So when we talk about something like constitutional recognition or indeed days like National Sorry Day, how can we ensure that that these kind of movements aren't just a tokenistic gesture and we do have pragmatic, positive outcomes coming out of it for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples?
Look, I think it's a space that's always going to be difficult to navigate, but I think, you know, recognising whether it's us mob in the Australian Constitution or, recognising the unfair treatment to people from stolen generations and how we need to reconcile those matters and move forward are areas which will always need the greatest of respect and work. But I think, I'm very passionate about advocating for young Indigenous people like myself to enter Australian parliaments right across the country to make sure that we do have a strong voice and that we are involved and part of shaping the future. Because I think the best way to shape our future as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people is to make sure that we're in it, we're in positions in Australian Parliament shaping the future for our mob, because the best way forward, in my opinion, is to make sure that we have people in there making those changes happen who actually understand what it is like to be an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander person.
Well, Chancey, it's certainly been a long and painful journey for your mob, but it is really terrific. As you say, this meeting, unprecedented in previous history. It really is terrific to see sort of measures like this being taken. Really appreciate you joining us and having a bit of a chat with us about it.
No worries at all, and enjoy the weekend.
You too, mate.
Cheers.